भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 10, Maharaj Rahugun meets Jadabharat. Text is 22.
Sthalyagnita pat payat payasobhitapa तस्तापतत्स्तण्डुलगर्भरन्धिः देहेन्द्रियास्वाशयसन्निकर्षात् तत्संश्रुतिपुरुषस्यानुरोधात् स्थाल्यग्नितापात्पयसोभिताप तत्तापस्तस्तण्डुलगर्भरन्धिः देहेन्द्रियास्वाशयसन्निकर्षात् तत्संश्रुतिपुरुषस्यानुरोधात् स्थाल्यग्नितापात्पयसोभिताप तत्तापतस्तण्डुलगर्भरन्धिः देहेन्द्रियास्वशयसन्निकर्षात् तत्संश्रुतिपुरुषस्यानुरोधात्
Mataji's. Read translation, word to word. Sthali, on the cooking pot. Agni tapat, because of the heat. of fire. Payasaha, the milk put into the pot. Abhitapaha, becomes hot. Tattapataha, because of the milks becoming hot. Tandulagarbha ranthihi, the center of the rice within the milk becomes cooked. Deha indriya asvashaya, the bodily senses, sannikarshat, from having connection with. Tatsamsrutihi, the experience of fatigue and other miseries. Purushasya, of the soul. Anurodhat, from compliance due to being grossly attached to the body, senses and mind. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. King Rahugana continued, "My dear sir, you have said that designations like bodily fatness and thinness are not characteristics of the soul. That is incorrect, because designations like pain and pleasure are certainly felt by the soul. You may put a pot of milk and rice within fire, and the milk and rice are automatically heated one after another. Similarly, due to bodily pains and pleasures, the senses, mind and the soul are affected. The soul cannot be completely detached from this conditioning." Purport. This argument put forward by Maharaj Rahugan is correct from the practical point of view, but it arises from an attachment to the bodily conception. It can be said that a person sitting in his car is certainly different from this car, but if there is damage to the car, the owner of the car, being overly attached to the car, feels pain. Actually, the damage done to the car has nothing to do with the car's proprietor. But because the proprietor has identified himself with the interest of the car, he feels pleasure and pain connected with it. This conditional state can be avoided if attachment is withdrawn from the car. Then the proprietor would not feel pleasure or pain if the car is damaged or whatever. Similarly, the soul has nothing to do with the body and the senses, but due to ignorance, he identifies himself with the body and he feels pleasure and pain due to bodily pleasure and pain. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha. E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate
ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾರಾಸ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿಜಿ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋರ್ನಿತಾಯ್ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಐ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಬೇಕ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ and all of you so that we can discuss on this very elevated subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we are hearing from last few days about the conversation between Maharaj Rahugan and Jada Bharat, Jada Bharat is pointing out the fault of King Rahugan being very attached to his body and behaving on bodily platform. And as yesterday also Prabhuji was discussing that King Rahugan was not ordinary person because he was going for Kapilashram to hear some Bhagavad Katha only. He was going for hearing something about spiritual science. That shows that he had some spiritual inclination, and we can know that he had some idea of what spiritual life is. He had idea about soul, he had idea about this material nature. That's why when he heard about the subject matter of soul discussed, immediately jumped off from the palanquin, came down, paid obeisances to the Jada Bharat and started asking different questions. So when Jada Bharat is talking about the nature of soul, how we are different from this body, King Rahugan, even after knowing this, couldn't come out of his bodily conception. Because that bodily conception sometimes is so strongly rooted because of our activities, because of our being in this material world for so long. Like once one devotee was telling, he was giving class in Western countries, people were sitting, and in the whole class he was telling that how you are not this body, you are not this body. So one very confused person raised his hand in the end. He said, you are telling, no, I am not this body. He said, then whose body I am? He said, you are telling this body doesn't belong to me, then I am anyway body, so I am not belong to me, then whose body I am? Is there someone who is there and then I become his body? So he couldn't understand this, distinction between soul and body. Although told. So same situation is of Rahugan. And because he was little knowledgeable, he was giving some example which is completely wrong in terms of talking about the spirit soul and material body. The example what he gives is, Prabhupada says, practically it is correct. When you are putting a pot, and inside pot you are keeping a rice and milk. He is telling when the pot is, you know, given a fire, pot becomes hot, but that heat is transferred to the inside material also, and that also becomes hot. So he is telling when the body is going through pain and pleasure, same thing is transferred inside to the soul also, and then soul also becomes bound to the pain and pleasure. So the example given is okay, but that doesn't apply to the soul and body. So soul always remains aloof from bodily pains and pleasure. It's like we have all activities of body, like we sleep, we feel hunger, we require to take food, or sometimes we feel tired. So these things doesn't apply to soul. It's not that in the night soul feels tired and then he goes to sleep, and then early in the morning soul gets up. It doesn't happen like that. Neither the soul feels any times hungry, requires some, you know, prasadam, food to eat. No. Because soul by nature, Satchidananda, is always happy, is always alert, always, he doesn't require sleep, he doesn't require all these bodily things. Neither when the body is in pain, he receives pain. No, it's not like that. But then, this Maharaj, Rahugan, he was asking, but you are telling that I understand that soul is separate from the body, and then whatever happens to the body doesn't apply to soul. But he said, in general world it doesn't happen like that. I don't see like that. My experience is different. So he said, because his problem was his experience and his knowledge was intersecting, it was not matching. Knowledge was that soul is not supposed to feel any pain and pleasure because body is going through pain and pleasure. But he feel, I am not like that. I have not seen myself or others being like that. So Prabhupada says that was again because of his bodily conception only. A person who is above bodily conception, as Prabhupada gives here the example of car and the person sitting inside. The car is damaged, the person will feel pain and pleasure to the degree he is attached to the car. If he is not attached to the car, then there is no question of pain and pleasure. It's like some person has brought new car, you know, in his home, and then they have a big worship and they do, and then they bring, and first few days everything is fascinating, new things, and very nicely he takes care, and then he has parked that car inside the garage down, and he's staying on top, and then he finds on Sunday some boys are playing outside. So that is normal, but this time what happens, one ball comes inside and hits the parking area, one car. And when that breaking of the cars, that glass is heard by the owner, he gets up with broken heart. His heart is already shattered. He says, just 2 days back I got this car. He runs down, and then he comes and he sees that the ball has come, but fortunately that ball has hit neighbor's car, not my car. Then his shattered heart becomes immediately pacified. He becomes very happy that at least my car is safe. So this, he went through the pain also and he went through the pleasure also. Why? Because the pain he was caused because he was attached to the car. But when he understood that this is not my car, then he became immediately happy. So similarly, a devotee also, when he is going through this understanding of soul and the body, to the degree he becomes detached from the body, to that degree, inconveniences of the body will not make his devotional life suffer. There will be inconvenience, but that will not be distraction or pain to the soul. So, because things of this world, either pain, pleasure, happiness, distress, they are always coming and going. They are not permanent. And we see, to the degree we all are attached to body, to that degree we take them very seriously. Even small, small things of this world. You know, someone has not given, he doesn't get proper job, or he doesn't get proper respect from his neighbors, or he doesn't get proper, it's like even basic facilities. So then that person becomes irritated. So that is a sign that person who is bodily conception, when his body becomes uncomfortable, when his mind, intelligence, false ego becomes uncomfortable in different situations, then he also becomes disturbed. We can see Jad Bharat, he was going through so many difficulties. Like first, people used to criticize him, neglect him, not give him proper facilities. So he was okay. When he was taken to the for cutting his neck as a Narabali, that time also he was not disturbed. But when he saw this king is there, and now generally previous ages, the sages used to be very affectionate, more little taking care of the kingly orders. Why? You find all Srimad Bhagavatam, only kings only. Hardly you will find some normal person. Prahlad Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. So all are kings. So one may say, why only kings are described in Srimad Bhagavatam? And why Jada Bharat did not spoke till now to anyone, but when he saw the king, he spoke. So what was so special? Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanu vartate. That whatever the leader of the society does, immediately all other people start following, even without any understanding also. We can see nowadays that's what the fashion is. Some top cinema star or whoever wears that kind of dress, that dress becomes a normal. It's like that becomes a fashion. So similarly, in Vedic culture, king was considered like Naradevata. He was considered as the role model for all the people. So the saintly people always used to find a king, transform him completely into Vaishnavism, and then when he becomes a devotee, then automatically everyone becomes a devotee in the kingdom by seeing his character. That's why we find Narad Muni, other sages visiting different kings' palaces. So that was like one shot transformation. One person is transformed. So that's why when he saw this King Rahugan having some spiritual inclination, at the same time he's not fully cooked in spiritual understanding, then he thought of giving his association to him. So that's why he spoke the way he spoke. Although he was given so many sarcastic words by King Rahugan, he did not take it very seriously. He said, okay. And how the thing is, he gave the answer of all. He was describing that, you know, you are very thin, you know, you are very tired, you know, you are this and that. So he told, yes, neither I am thin, neither I am tall, neither I am short, neither I am fatigued, everything. And in the end what he says, he said, my dear king, if you really want, I still ready to carry your palanquin. It's not that I am saying no. So that was the characteristic of Jadabharat. After giving the knowledge also, he said, Maharaj, I gave whatever I gave. Even if you don't understand, no problem. If you still feel that you are the Ishwara, you are the master, and I am your servant, no problem. Let's go. I am ready to carry it again. So that was the Maharaj Jadabharat's disposition towards the whole conversation. When Maharaj Rahugan is telling about the activities of this world, how they are, when you see practically, it appears that soul is getting affected. So there are two levels of truth. One is called as Paramarthik Satya and next is called as Vyavaharik Satya. Paramarthik Satya is the truth on the level of Paramartha, that is spiritual life. And another is the truth based on this worldly truth. Because we have this body, we have some functions of this body, no doubt. At the same time, we have our original function of a soul. So, the soul being different from body, soul being above all bodily level, that is Paramarthik Satya, which Jadabharat was talking about. And King Rahugan, he was talking from the lower, that is Vyavaharik Satya. It's like day-to-day, you know, truth. So, example can be given that it's like some drama is going on, there you may consider next person as your brother, you know, someone as your enemy, and then drama may go on. But when the drama is over, when you are walking off, then you don't consider, no, you remain my brother only. Now, once you have become my brother, you are supposed to be my brother. No. So, that man being your brother was true only for that drama, not outside that drama. So similarly, all our interactions, all our relationship in this world, they are like Vyavaharik Satya. You know. Till the point this soul is in the body, we consider one person as father, one person considers as mother, one is as brother, one is as teacher, one is as our relatives, one as our boss, one as our employee. So all these things are true, but they are only on the level of this body. When the soul goes out of the body, it has no meaning. And we see that shows that that is not then ultimate truth. Ultimate truth means it is always true. Like the master and servant, master may be master for few hours, few weeks, or few years, or for few, like we have seen, sometimes, as Maharaj Rahugan also is told by Jadabharat, he said, now you are king, and I am your servant. Maybe in next life I will be your king, and you will be my servant. So then, this understanding of yours, that you are master, is not correct. We see also in this world, All the masters, they have some stipulated time. Like you see the governments. The governments come 5 years. They feel that, okay, they are, you know, and then sometimes governments, they stay for sometimes few days also. One government came in between. That was for 12 or 13 days. He was made prime minister for that. And things went again bad, and then another thing went. So we see in this world, all these relationships are based on body only. And they had a beginning and end. Very, in short time they go away. That's why they are not given so much importance. So Jada Bharat was still on that, you know, Vyavaharik platform. And Jada Bharat was trying to pull him to Paramarthik level. Because as king also is talking about the philosophy, before few verses, Prabhupada was talking about the distinction between Mayavad and Vaishnavism. Mayavad says that everything is zero. Everything is, it's like, has no meaning. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. It's all false. But Vaishnava philosophy is that everything is not false. Everything has its existence. But when I think that I owns this and I can enjoy this, I am the proprietor, enjoyer, that is mithya. So world is not mithya. My body is not mithya. But when I consider myself this body, then that is mithya. So that another example is given of that rope and snake. That when you consider rope as a snake, that is mithya, that conception is mithya. But that rope is still there. And the snake is also there somewhere. From, you have seen sometimes. So snake is true, which you are not seeing now. And the rope also is true, which is lying there. What is problem is, your conception of that rope, seeing that as snake, that is wrong. So similarly, Vaishnavas understand that this world is not false. That's why so-called renunciation of this world is not also advised. But renunciation, understanding that everything belongs to God and then it is used in God's service, that is what is recommended. And then, as you know, Prabhupada says here, similarly, soul has nothing to do with the body and the senses, but due to ignorance, he identifies himself with the body and he feels pleasure and pain due to bodily pleasure and pain. So due to just ignorance only, we can perceive like that. And that's why Lord very mercifully sends all his paraphernalia to take us out of that ignorance. Every day we sing before honoring prasadam. Sharira avidya jal, jodendriya tahe kal, jive fele vishaya sagare, taramadhye jivhati. Lobhumai sudurmati, take jeta kathina samsare. So here we always tell that this jiva is put into the such world of illusion. Out of that, tongue is most voracious, which keeps deluding a person. And that's why we are honoring Mahaprasadam, which will purify ourselves. So this purification comes by various ways in the life of a devotee. First thing is, Lord comes as Archa Vigraha. Lord comes as his own sound vibration, as holy name. He comes as devotees. He comes as Srimad Bhagavatam. So in different ways Lord comes. And here also we see that if King Rahugunda has not had an opportunity to meet Jada Bharat, there was no question of understanding spiritual life properly. So by attaching oneself to a pure devotee, that is the only way coming out of ignorance. And how that happens? Like the other day we were hearing that when we call as His Divine Grace, so that His, what is that His? That His is, who is that He? He is Krishna. So how we get His grace, that is Krishna's grace, through the association of devotees, hearing very nice thing, that is H, when one is humble in front of the devotees and God, then that is the starting point of getting that mercy. The way we here see that Rahugan, first thing he did was jumped out of the palanquin, paid obeisances. And he was not thinking that, okay, I am a king now, all my soldiers are there, in front of them I should not, put myself humble. No, because he felt I offended this person, and he immediately came out and he paid his obeisance. So this humility is the first stage of starting to understand spiritual life. So humility means what? That I don't understand spiritual life. You please tell me what is spiritual life. So that is what humility is. So he came down and he said, no, I am just, attached, ordinary, person of this world. So you please tell me, enlighten me. So that was humility on the part of Rahugan. And then, that is H. I is inquiry. I is asking questions, inquisitiveness. So that inquisitiveness doesn't make that humility blind. Sometimes some people are very blind. They are just humble. But that humility is not sufficient. One has to be inquisitive. Like I have seen, yesterday I was standing in our Brahmachari, I just came down from the elevator, the lift. I was standing outside and some people were going that side for bathroom, using bathroom, new bathroom. So two, three people went. When they saw when Mr. Daga's the statue is there, she saw he did like that. And when he did, four or five people were walking, they also did. They felt some temple is there, some God is there. So it happens, like when someone comes in temple, he's very humble, he touches everything, everything is like very special for him, So he's very humble in the beginning. So that humility sometimes may be blind. You may not know who is who, and then you are land up in trouble. So that humility is required for starting of your spiritual life. At the same time, inquiry is very necessary. That inquisitiveness is very important. So we find here that Maharaj Rahugan did not just hear. Afterwards, he is asking these questions. He is doing his own logic, trying to understand it. So a sadhaka has to use his intelligence also. Not that he has to surrender his intelligence. No. He has to surrender with intelligence. Intelligence still remains to guide us. So, humility means you accept the path given by superior. Inquisitiveness means you ask him how to go ahead. You ask questions. Okay, this path is going like this. What should I do? There are two, three paths afterwards. What should I do? So he is not just blindly following that path. He is inquiring also. So that is inquisitiveness. And last thing also very important. H-I-S. S is service. So if that service is not there, he cannot continue that path for long. Because only being humble and inquisitive, we have seen so many people coming. They are very humble, they are very inquisitive. But when their inquisitiveness is done, they get some answers, they go away. So, if we really have to get His divine grace, that grace will come only when we have these three things. We are humble to approach a spiritual master, and then we are inquisitive. And that's what Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshana. So these three things, humility, inquisitiveness and service. When these three things are there combined, then one is uplifted from bodily level to spiritual level. And it is always a dynamics between bodily level and spiritual level. I was hearing one of the seminars, one devotee was telling that how we go from bodily level to higher understanding of spiritual truths. He said that happens by application. When you apply, then we rise ahead. Without application, that doesn't happen. We may understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. But when the temptations come, when the difficulties come, that knowledge is washed off. So, then that shows that just knowledge is not going to help us. What is going to help us is when we apply for that knowledge. Because that devotee was telling that when we are understanding this knowledge, telling this knowledge to others, like, we are discussing now about, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And so many times we discuss, because that is like our basic principle. So he was telling, how we actually gain this understanding is, when we are speaking this to others, then Krishna is also hearing. He is sitting there only. So when he hears, he says, you are speaking big, big words. Let me test you. And then he will test us by giving some difficulties. Like we say to someone, you chant Hare Krishna. This is very nice. Because this is for the soul, food for the soul. So Krishna is hearing as Paramatma sitting in our heart. So next day we may get some sickness and then there is now little sickness, an opportunity to serve. So in that what we do, that will bring us to higher platform. Although someone is having headache, and then still he sticks to the spiritual practices. Because yesterday when Radhika Nayapur told me to give Bhagavatam, I was already having headache. I was not feeling well, little feverish. So when he said, then I understood that this is just Krishna's test. So I couldn't say no. So then whenever we are talking about spiritual truths, we become the object of Krishna's test. Krishna will surely thoroughly test. Whether 2 days back you spoke about science of soul, now let me see how you behave. And when you behave according to the knowledge given, because we know this is right and this is wrong, still we choose to behave rightly, then our understanding becomes little higher. Our realization becomes little higher. So, that's the way when someone associates with devotees, when he starts applying. And we see when Prabhupada went to West, how so many devotees, they were becoming, within very short time, coming to very high elevated platforms. Because they were applying. Prabhupada said, okay, you go out and do Sankirtan. They were ready to go and do Sankirtan for 8 hours, 10 hours. Prabhupada said, now you distribute books. They were ready to distribute books, even in Russia and in so many parts. Like, last few days only, we were seeing His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj has come here. Devotees were telling, he was sleeping for 3 to 4 hours every day, for last so many days, because of so hectic schedule. So, first thing is, how they are applying their, you know, Guru's instruction in their life, that shows that they are, you know, not on bodily platform. They have already reached that higher platform. And when we see them, then we also become inspired to give up all our bodily attachment and rise little bit. Because when we see Prabhupada, when we see His, you know, disciples, we see that they are sacrificing so much and I am sleeping and I am, you know, just wasting my time. To reciprocate with them, at least I do 1%. They are doing 100%, let me do 1%. So that's how spiritual life starts, by the inspiration of great souls. So here also, when Maharaj Rahugan came in touch with Jadabharat, because Jadabharat, when he was talking about he is not this body, he is spirit soul, he was not talking from, you know, intellectual platform. He went through so many difficulties and he proved, you know, so that was his character. So when he spoke that, that was very touching to the King Rahugan, and his heart was transformed. So that is the way we transform our heart also. When we come in association of devotees, we apply that association in our life. Not just take that association from a distance. Sometimes, then it becomes that we still remain on vyavaharik platform, bodily platform, and then we feel that, okay, very, very nice, devotees are very nice, temple is very nice, Prabhupada is very nice, Prabhupada's books are very nice, everything is very nice. And they are all kept as it is, you know, in the home, without opening it for years, you know. Only once in a, when Gita Jayanti comes, then we remember Bhagavad Gita, then we open it. And open it and to put it tilak, and keep it again, with some few flowers. So, that kind of disposition towards spiritual life will not help. So when we apply whatever we hear, and we don't have to wait. One may say that when the taste will come. Taste is coming every moment. It's not that you have to wait, okay, when test is there, okay, tomorrow test will come, or maybe after 1 year test will come. Taste is coming every day. Taste is coming every moment. Every moment when you have choice between Maya and Krishna, that is test. Krishna is testing. Okay, you heard this Bhagavatam class, you heard this, you know, Prabhupada lecture, you read in, you know, Bhagavatam, okay, now this test is there. Okay, here is Maya and here is Krishna. Because Maya and Krishna both are always together. Krishna is not, like when Vyasadeva also saw, he did not see Krishna alone. See, he saw Maya was just behind, just few, you know, distance away. And he saw Maya under full control of Krishna. So, whenever we are also approaching Krishna, we can be sure that Maya will be there next. So it's our, you know, choice to choose between Krishna or Maya. And when we choose always Krishna, we increase our understanding, we increase our realization, we go to a higher level. So just to recap, we saw that the real happiness and, you know, distress of this world, they don't touch the soul, but they touch the soul to the degree we are attached to the body. We gave the example of that car. When car is hit, when he feels that this is my car, that was just feeling only. That was not a reality. Just he felt that my car is damaged. He came running down. When he see that this is not my car, he becomes very happy. So that happiness and distress both were on mental platform. That has no existence, actually. So similarly, when soul also considers this body as self, then he becomes connected to the pains and pleasure of this world. And then we saw there are two levels. One is paramarthic level, the spiritual truth, and another is vyavaharik satya, that is local, of this world truth. So because we have this body, we have some relationship, we have some responsibilities, we have some activities to do. And that is true. If you are hungry, you are hungry. You need some food. It's not that your hunger is false. No, it's not like that. That is required. So, but when we come to the paramarthic level, we understand that I'm not this body. And then this body has nothing to give and take with me. Can someone survive on that stage? Yes. If you are on that level, we can. Like we see, even Hiranyakashipu was surviving for hundreds and thousands of years without drinking even a drop of water. How is that possible? He was not even devotee. Neither he was doing some devotional activities. So that shows that he was still living. So the soul has no practical connection with body. To the degree we are attached to body, to that degree only that connection is there. And then we saw that how to come out of this is by His divine grace. That grace comes when we are humble, when we are inquisitive, and when we are rendering service. Tadvaddhi pranipatena. So, when we have these three things, then we are brought up. And Krishna is always testing how we are applying this knowledge. So we are hearing, but how is our application? So that is mercy of Krishna and devotees, that they will surely test us. Always. By giving services, by giving some challenges, by giving temptations. So that is the way Krishna tests. That is the way devotees test. So I'll stop here. Any question or comments? Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
But why Maya needs? Maya
is. You can ask again. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, you spoke very nicely about Maya and Krishna. I wanted to know, as you spoke, that between the choice, Maya and yeah. Krishna, one chooses Krishna.
Yeah.
Because Krishna controls the Maya. My question is that we are mostly controlled by Maya in the worldly affair. And we find that Maya is not controlled by herself. Just like there is no end to the desires. Is the Maya controlled by herself? Can she control by herself?
Okay. No, Maya is not controlled by herself. Maya is controlled by Krishna.
But when the Maya is created by Krishna, so why this differentiation is there?
That differentiation is, actually Krishna and Maya work for both same purpose. That we have forgotten Krishna. So Krishna comes in this world to attract us. And he sends Maya from behind to push us. He kicks. So both are leading us to the same destination. Whether Maya is torturing us or Krishna is calling us. Both are same only. They are going in same direction.
They are going in the same direction.
Yeah, same direction.
What is the meaning of this? They are going in the same direction.
Like when a devotee, he suffers, then he takes shelter of Krishna immediately. So that suffering given by Maya gives him impetus to surrender to Krishna more. And when he comes to Bhagavatam class, when he hears the description of Krishna, that inspiration inspires him to, you know, surrender to Krishna more. So both are inspiring to for a devotee to surrender to Krishna. Is that clear? Okay, if something is there, we can ask personally. Yes, Prajay.
Hare Krishna, in one shloka of Gita, it is said the soul is the ultimate enjoyer and sufferer.
Yeah.
So how does it comply with you say that soul has nothing to do with our suffering or enjoyment?
Yeah, soul is ultimately going to enjoy and suffer his relationship with Krishna. Soul is not a stone. He is also a person with emotions. So he is very happy with Krishna and he is unhappy when he is, you know, forgotten Krishna, away from Krishna. So that is his real emotions. All other emotions are temporary, that are unreal. Right? Last question and we'll end.
Hare yes, Krishna. Krishna. What do you think? In a state of dreamless deep sleep, we may not be aware of mosquitoes biting or any other pain. Does it mean that we temporarily get detached from our soul, the body? Does it temporarily get detached from the soul?
Good question. He is telling that when we die, when we sleep, which is
dreamless, yeah, dreamless deep sleep.
Deep sleep. So deep sleep, that is like your connection with the soul because of that chetana. There are different levels of chetana. Some is budding chetana. And you know, there are different levels. That how that chetana is expressed or can be experienced on different levels. Like a child, he has very limited chetana. Trees, they have very limited chetana. But when someone is grown, they have more chetana. So that chetana may be different at different levels. So when we are, you know, sleeping, it's not that sleeping person is self-realized just because he's sleeping. No. What is happening here is he is not conscious. It's like someone is given anesthesia. Someone goes to say coma. So he is that in between interference between soul and the body, that is lost. That he is not realized that he is soul. That is not spiritual elevation. That is just a material phenomena. It's not spiritual. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna.
We will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.